Well, Coach, got a good set of games in here today and yesterday. Overall, just got to be happy with some of the things you saw, and I'm sure there's some plays that you saw that made you think it's a good thing it's June.
Anytime you get here, we're only bringing back a couple seniors, and then we're really young. And like I said, we lost 11 girls, 8 seniors, and 3 foreign exchange students. So we're coming in with about 12 girls, and they've been working hard, and I was super impressed. We were in every game playing big schools all week, so we're excited with the outcome.
That's got to be something, too, that kind of gives you a little more encouragement, like you said, losing the big group that you got last year, and then the last several years you've lost them really talented girls. So, I mean, it's nice knowing that these girls can really hang with some bigger schools.
Oh, yeah, the girls before us, you know, paved the way. Lainey, Gracie, Ruby, some of those girls, I'm sure I forget to mention some of them, but they paved the way for how we want to do some things here, and the girls have learned, and it keeps going, and, you know, I like the girls somehow retain information well sometimes, but sometimes when I coach the boys, they wouldn't retain the information as well as the girls, so I was super happy with this summer so far.
And of course, too, it helps whenever you have a starter like Macy Robin coming back who knows how that foundation is set and can help the younger girls along the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, we have her and Ellie Miller, our two seniors, and hopefully those younger girls get a lot of time and some varsity experience. We had some help from all the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors this tournament, so we're very pleased.
Of course, too, it's still the summer, so I'm sure there's things you want to work on, and I'm sure there's some things that you're kind of looking at that you kind of have to take into as growing pains sometimes with a younger group.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just terminology and different things you'd like them to do. They just hopefully will catch on to younger girls, and we get 6 games at Effingham next week, and then that should be good for us this summer.
So you got this one and the 6 games at Effingham, like you said. Is there anything else that your girls got planned in terms of shootouts?
No, I think we're just going to call it good there because we put in a hard 3 weeks, and we're going to say rest it up for November.